What's up, Spitwads? Look, I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't really like a hair care routine. I don't like having to shave my neck every day or trim my beard. But guess what? The hair, it just grows whether I want it to or not. So when I look at my skincare routine, I just want something that is simple, easy. It's a refreshing kickstart to the day, and it always works. It's durable. I'm not buying 1,000 of them because they break or cut my neck up or something like that. And that is why, for going on the better part of a decade now, I have been a big fan of Harry's. You can experience all the latest and greatest in the Harry's razor lineup, delivered straight to your door for just $10 at harrys.com/ballers. And I like the way the handle feels. The blades, they're smooth. They last a really long time. They're well made. The price, it's not crazy. It's a normal, reasonable discount price for a high quality razor. Everything that Harry's offers makes life very, very simple for me. It helps me elevate that everyday shave. And they have a lot of other stuff that is very helpful, like shaving creams and post-shave balms and body washes and lotions. And look, their products are well-made and they work well. There's really not a reason not to try Harry's. Elevate your shave with the latest and greatest in the Harry's razor handle lineup today. Get your $17 craft handle starter set for just 10 bucks at harrys.com/ballers. That's harrys.com/ballers.
What happens when three buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
Blah, 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 blah.
I don't know why, but it made me smile.
You went hard with the BL.
Now you see what happened?
Blah, 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 blah.
The music, the riff descends. The scat ascended, creating
an X.
A blap.
Creating musical majesticness. Masterpieceness.
Spitballers, episode 186. Welcome in. Don't explain
Nailed it.
Don't explain it next time. Would you rather? That's a great question.
And I had to explain it to the musical plebs.
Listen, sport.
Let's see what he
did
there.
Listen, Chief. Just calm it on down.
This
How does
draft,
it make you feel?
This is even better. Like the
come
idea,
on, big fella.
The genesis of this draft, just we got it exactly where it needed to be.
I think that this...
I'm really excited
this
for
This is
it
one
now.
Of the best drafts we're ever yes. having. I genuinely believe that.
You think so, bud?
Yeah. Yeah. I do. We are drafting patronizing nicknames. There are so many of them, and I can't wait. You can find us on Twitter at SpitballersPod. You can follow Jason at JasonFFL, Mike at FFHitman. I'm at Andy Holloway. The website, SpitballersPod.com. You can support us over there. Or you could support us... This is the number one way to support us. Tell somebody...
Yeah.
That you know about the show. And what we call this is you don't hoard happiness.
No.
This is one of the things about the show that we're about happiness. We've rebranded Monday. We make you smile.
Mm-hmm.
Please do not hoard it. Share it with others. It costs you nothing to share it, and you don't lose any. Happiness that we provide, it's abundant.
We have given you an enormous gift here, and we want you to be able to give others the same gift.
Well, see, you know how it works, Jason.
Tell me.
If you tell two friends,
and
they tell two friends.
There you go.
Yeah, like kind of a pyramid structure to the success of the show.
I want that pyramid money.
Yeah.
That pyramid scheme money.
Oh my gosh. But, yeah, when you give a little joy away, you still are at 100 of 100.
You only get what you give.
Mike is a cliche machine.
Give it to me now.
All right, let's jump into Would You Rather.
Would you rather?
All right. From Patreon, this question comes in from Alan. It says, as an adult, would you rather always sleep in a ball pit? Or during the pods too, or all enjoy all of your meals from a bottle or a puree from a jar.
Nope.
Jar.
I'm not letting the beep go.
I am not letting
the beep go. Ladies and gentlemen, we will peel back the curtain. If you heard the beep, I'm not sure if it went through or not, but Jason's computer
was unmuted.
Made a beep sound like you got an email or something. Before we record, we have multiple people, our producers, our incredible team.
Their primary responsibility.
They remind us at least three times before we hit record. They say, reminder number one, put your computer on mute.
Wait a minute. If this is their primary responsibility.
It's not their primary. It's just one of them.
But it's one of the. They have failed. You guys, the producers, I want you to know this. You guys failed today. You didn't do your job.
Andy, was your computer muted?
It was not.
Oh, yes!
I muted it immediately after his sound. When I heard his computer do it, I checked mine. It was not muted.
Whenever it beeps, all three of us panic.
Yes.
Button.
Yeah.
My computer was muted.
Thank you, Mike.
We do say that if
that happens.
I will
be physically muting your computers every show.
Oh. Good. That's what you need to do, man. Step up your game.
We say that you get slimed like on Nickelodeon. Yeah. And if we could build that in, maybe the incentive to listen would be better.
Oh, that would be awesome. If we actually built in a slime machine and the producers could slime us, I am willing to do that. Spare no expense.
The problem is the equipment. Yeah. Probably has to get replaced after you.
Maybe
do it.
No expense, maybe it slimes Mike. From below.
Oh, uh-oh.
All right.
Slime enema.
Oh!
All right, we'll workshop that.
Wearing pants.
Would you? No, where we're going, we don't need pants. As an adult, would you rather always sleep in a ball pit or enjoy all of your meals from a bottle or as a puree in a jar? I will say this. The number one deterrent to me when I think of a ball pit being a bad place to sleep is dirtiness.
Yeah,
if it's a clean ball pit, I would be more... be willing to give it a shot.
But that is impossible. It is impossible to have a clean ball pit because you... I mean, the only way to do so would be to have... new spheres in that
they can be if it's your ball pit and it's never had any other people in it, then they're as clean as that's what I'm saying, like it's yours, you go and sleep in that ball pit every night.
But you're saying you don't get dirty? Do you not sheets?
I'm not as concerned about my dirt as somebody else's dirt in the ball pit.
I'm far more concerned about Jason's dirty ball pit than my own.
Yeah, right. I guess my dirty ball pit would be a problem for you guys.
No, I don't want to be in your ball pit.
No, I don't blame you for not wanting to be in my ball pit. I think my ball pit would be a place I would be afraid to sleep.
Sure. Yeah, I agree. And it's hard to clean any... I don't even know how to detox a ball pit.
It's very hard to clean.
Yeah, you can't, cleaning a ball pit.
Oh man, takes how long can it run?
A certain amount. We are children.
But what is the question?
Always sleep in a ball pit or enjoy your meals from a bottle or as a puree in a jar. I wish you would have just left it as one of the other.
Okay, but so like you sleep.
You always sleep in a ball pit,
okay. Or you're drinking your meals,
or it's a smoothie.
I'm gonna sleep in the ball pit.
Yeah, you have to.
I'll get used to it.
Yeah, you can't. It literally
how
has.
Deep is
and
it?
I'll have somebody else clean my ball pit.
How deep?
I'll
is
hire
it?
Somebody.
The ball pit is 3 feet deep.
You will be on the bottom by the end of the
That's
night.
What I mean. Like,
oh, you'll be on the bottom from the beginning. You can't lay on a ball pit.
How
and stay
dense
on top?
Is the ball pit?
You can. You could definitely lay on it in a way that.
For real?
Yeah.
You I could. Bet. I mean, maybe not.
No, maybe not me?
No! I wasn't going to say that.
I would be terrified.
Is it like water? Does a certain part of your body like float more than?
No, I just think that you move during your sleep is what I'm saying. So you'd start on top of the ball pit,
uh-huh.
And then you'd slowly sink into the ball pit.
So I can lay on a genuine question. I can right now lay on a full ball pit and stay on top.
Yes,
I bet you could.
Here's the real question: if the ball pit had infinite depth.
Right? Oh, my gosh.
There's no bottom to the ball pit. Which one of us would end up lowest at the end of the night?
Me.
Oh.
Do you toss and turn the most?
Like crazy, yeah.
Really?
Yep.
You should get that checked out.
You just described the most horrific nightmare I have ever heard.
Can you imagine?
An infinite ball. Like if
being
there's,
stuck in a ball pit for eternity?
A 300-foot deep
ball
pit. That is.
You can't go up.
You can't go up. You can't swim out of a ball pit.
Maybe you can.
No, that's impossible.
Really?
That would be the most terrifying and frustrating thing of all time. You'd be trying to develop some system with your body to try to inch your way up, but then you'd fail. What a nightmare.
So that would be like quicksand, but you could breathe well.
Yeah.
Eventually.
You die of starvation in the quicksand.
Oh, my gosh.
And
could you eat your way out?
It's going to be bad breathing.
They're plastic balls. Why am I eating my way out of plastic?
I'm choosing the sleeping in the ball pit final answer.
Yeah, I think so. I'll take my dirty ball pit.
Smoothies aren't bad.
For everything, though?
I mean, do you ever get to sleep?
I think I would opt into sleeping in a ball pit at least once without this question. Like, if I had a clean ball pit, I would opt into sleeping in that clean ball pit at least one time.
Now,
there's a reason people like ball pits.
Because they're fun to play in.
Yeah, to jump in. But then if you remember being a kid, sometimes you just chill in the ball pit. It's
I have no idea where you're going or I would help you.
A pool? Like a
lounge?
this is a good story, Andy.
It's something kids play on?
Yeah, something kids play on. Let's go with that, Mike.
A playground?
Yes, a playground. A
trampoline?
A trampoline.
No, like in the room. In
there's
the corner.
There's a bed.
And it's like a big
like
beanbag, baby.
Oh, a beanbag.
Yeah, it's like a beanbag. You just lay out on it.
Hold on. Let's rewind.
But a beanbag, nothing is over your face.
If you put fabric over a ball pit, it's a beanbag.
Wait, so
absolutely.
Real quick. When you
but those are very different things.
If you throw a blanket, look, you're sleeping on it. You throw a blanket over it, it's basically a beanbag.
When you couldn't think of a beanbag's name, you thought the thing children play on best descriptor.
It was 20 questions. That was the beginning.
I mean,
you could have gone with like sit on.
Yes.
I was so far from remembering the word beanbag, guys. You don't know how far away I was.
I mean, your dirty beanbag is something that I would not want to sit on.
No.
Each person has their own beanbag. And you sleep on your own beanbag, not someone else's.
Next question.
All right.
Next question. I'm taking
Luke from the website. Would you rather give up pickleball or foosball for the rest of your life?
Oh.
We play both pickleball and foosball. If you don't know what pickleball is, it's kind of like a cross between tennis, ping pong, racquetball. You play with a wiffle ball out on a court.
It's closest to tennis. It's like a tennis-sized court, a little smaller.
It's a lot smaller.
Sure, but
it's funny because I think it's also very close to like badminton in the way that you have a lightweight handle and not a lot of speed.
Yeah, I would agree with that. So it's more of an exercise. You're not getting exercise when you play foosball if you're not familiar with what foosball is. It's the little soccer guys on a table.
If I had to give one up, I would give up foosball.
Foosball is
because I get more physical benefit.
It's
from
far more accessible. Like foosball, we at least one game of foosball will happen in this office every single day. But pickleball is so much more fun and rewarding. Not just in the game you play, but there's also an exercise aspect of it. So I would definitely trade away foosball. And I mean, people ask, you're like, well, okay, what are your long term plans? What's next for the podcast? And the honest truth is, the podcast keeps going, and then I become a professional pickleball player. So
in the senior circuit,
yeah. So if I have to, I'm not giving up those dreams, not yet.
No, I think that's the direction for all three of us.
Professional pickleball players?
Yes. If we could progress, we're pretty good, but
can
we're
we
not there
be,
yet.
Yeah, like, because, you know, it's a game of doubles, but can we just be like a team of three?
Oh, man.
You call ourselves the Pickle Pals?
No one would get a ball past us.
All right.
I would, without a doubt, give up foosball.
Yeah, I did it. I went with it. Mike, we all agree. Pickleball stands.
Yes, I'm going to, because in the next stage of my life, I will be a professional athlete.
Which is what we're calling pickleball players.
Yes.
Yes.
Now,
absolutely they are.
Real quick.
But foosball players are not.
No. It's, that gets into the question of like our professional.
What's an athlete?
Like our professional esports players athletes.
No, they are not. No.
Why?
No way.
Why?
Because it doesn't take athleticism.
Okay,
if you don't have
a race car driver an athlete?
No, a race car driver's not an athlete.
What about an archer?
They're not an athlete.
Wow.
Well, yeah. Olympics beg to differ.
Yeah.
The worldwide
a worldwide curler, a gold medalist curler, they might be an athlete. They might be an athlete, but they're not an athlete because of curling.
Wow. Okay.
I so think you have too tight of a definition you have of a an athlete.
So define athlete.
Yes, 60 seconds.
An athlete is someone or is like the act of using strenuous activity with your body physically. That is what is required to be an athlete.
How do you spell athlete?
This is not highway to spell.
But I okay. Oh, so that's,
if well, then you cannot be an athlete and not sweat. That's
okay. Well, let me bring. So a race car driver,
you'll like, sweat.
They will a race car driver when the event is done. That is so is incredibly mentally taxing yes. and physically taxing upon your body, and you are absolutely doused in sweat when you are done.
You have a stronger argument there because it does take some physical exertion.
Takes a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, well, you're wearing like a fire suit. Well, I feel like if you holding, went to bed yes, in their gear, you'd wake up super soaked in sweat. But yeah, I'm gonna be hard here. I think you need to actually have physical exertion to be considered, an athlete in that event.
Okay, so in a foosball, you're actually. Like, you are physically exerting yourself.
Look, I could injure myself yes. playing foosball. But no, I'm not an athlete playing foosball.
Let's move on.
Okay.
Becca from the website, would you rather be misted randomly with cool water on a hot day or randomly receive cups of hot chocolate on a cold day?
Ooh.
Now, I am going to preface the Ooh. Answer. You can't judge this based on Arizona proportions. Because in Arizona, we'd all choose the cool water mist because...
Yes, you would.
8-9 months of the year, you need that. You pretty much never need a cup of hot coffee or hot cocoa. But let's say it's 50-50. Half the year, the cold that you know. Half the year, the hot that you know. Which one do you find to be more comforting? Because I have my answer, but I'm gonna wait.
Yeah, I mean, I hate heat more, and maybe that is because we live in Arizona, and I'm used to. My heart full of hatred towards heat. Maybe it's sure. because I'm overweight and I sweat and I just hate the heat. That being said, randomly being sprayed with water is not always a positive. Like I don't like when I'm hot, my solution isn't usually to spray myself with water. That's not just like a delightful thing. Sometimes it is.
Do you think being handed, is it better if I said you were handed a cup of ice cold water?
Yeah,
would that
exactly.
be just at any moment?
Yes. I think
that's more refreshing.
That would
to you?
Be more refreshing to me, like an ice cold water versus spraying me with water. Where am I getting sprayed? Is this in the face? Is this on my neck?
It's a spritz, though. It's a delightful, refreshing spritz.
If things are too hot, you can't always fix that. If things are too cold, you can practically fix it most of the time. You can wear more clothing. You can... wear hand warmers. You can wear something over. So it's less avoidable, but I will go with the, I'm going to go with the hot chocolate because when I've been very okay. cold, I have found that to be spectacular.
The nice thing about that, and I think I lean your way as well, is that it's delicious.
That's true. It has chocolate in it.
Hot chocolate is...
What if I say this is just the Swiss Miss powder?
Oh, get that crap out. No, the Swiss Miss is not hot chocolate. That's
what if you
hot
got an
water.
Ice cold Yoo-Hoo on a hot summer's, on a hot summer's day?
If this is Swiss Miss hot chocolate versus a ice cold Yoo-Hoo on a hot day, I am taking the Yoo-Hoo on a hot day
can you,
100 out of 100
can
times.
You microwave a Yoo-Hoo? And is that a
oh, yeah.
Is that a good hot chocolate
Probably.
Replacement?
Probably.
Bet that's closer to Swiss Miss.
Yeah, it is.
Because that's
water.
Like chocolate water.
Here's the question. Can you be the first athlete pickleball who promotes ice cold Yoo-Hoo as your hydration?
If anyone was the man for the job, guilty as charged.
I just won another world championship.
I want to have Yoo-hoo. It in a spray Gatorade bottle.
Oh, yeah.
But with the Y on it. And then I'm dousing myself
oh,
down.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just chocolate water.
You have, like, the ball boy is yes. spraying the Yoo-Hoo in yeah. his
There's
mouth.
There's no way
for you?
Yoo-Hoo is stickier than Gatorade would be. People have frowned upon pouring Yoo-Hoo on people for years, but Gatorade's the same.
Yeah, people. Is Gatorade that sticky?
Gatorade's
oh,
plenty
yeah.
sticky.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they have a bad time after they win the championship.
Yeah, you need a full shower.
Yeah.
Okay, final answer, I'll take the Yoo-Hoo.
All right. I'm taking the delightful mist.
Mist?
Of
you like
Pool
a good
up.
Mist?
Oh, it is spectacular.
You know what? You had some misters installed in your backyard.
I did.
Are you still very pro-mister since that decision?
You have no idea.
I need to know the maintenance, Mike. How much have you had to maintain them?
Well, I've had to turn it off when it's on, and I don't want it on anymore.
That's it?
Yeah.
They don't clog up?
No, not these ones.
Mm.
Mike also used to show up to pickleball in the summers with a handheld mister.
You're a big mister.
He would missed himself down between games.
And who else would I missed?
He misted me.
So and how delightful was it?
It was nice.
So you're right. Mr. Mister.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I also like Mr.
Misty from Dairy Queen.
Okay. We got there.
Brooks is here in the background. He's having a good time.
It's a special episode.
Do we need to go to the next segment, Al, or do you
Who
want us to
knows?
Hang around?
Let's move on.
We're done. The show's done.
Got to get back under control.
Not bloody likely.
Today's show is brought to you by our friends at Nutrafol. You don't have to choose between better hair growth and your health. Nutrafol provides a whole body health approach for men that promotes healthier hair, no drugs, no compromises, just better hair. Did you know that 80% of men will experience hair thinning in their lifetime? It's normal, but it doesn't have to be your fate. You can get ahead of the thinning with Nutrafol. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, clinically shown to improve your hair growth, visible thickness, and visible scalp coverage. Nutrafol supports healthy hair growth from within by targeting root causes of thinning such as stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, lifestyle, and metabolism through whole body health. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com/men and enter the promo code BALLERS. Find out why over 4,000 healthcare professionals recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com/men, spelled Nutrafol.com/men. Enter the promo code BALLERS. That's Nutrafol.com/men. Promo code BALLERS.
That's a great question.
David from the website has a great question. Saw this on Twitter, he says, and it's been driving him nuts.
Uh-oh.
Needs a definite answer from the experts.
Mm-hmm.
Are there more doors or wheels in the world? This includes cabinet doors, wheels on toys. So this has been driving you nuts, David.
I get that. Because that's hard.
More doors?
More
or
doors
wheels
or wheels
in the world.
Okay, so every building you're in has, like right now where we are.
If you had said a wheel, I would have just.
we've got. You know, how many doors here? 6-7 doors across. And I don't think there is a single wheel in this building.
What are you talking about? Our chairs have wheels.
Oh, there's so many more wheels than doors. Oh, my gosh. Every chair has like 5 wheels. And sometimes they're double-sided. That's 12. This answer is so easy.
Well, cabinet doors, though.
Yeah, we got cabinets, too.
Oh, man. Chair wheels.
Car doors.
Car wheels. I mean, wherever they're...
I love this. Jason is sitting on a chair right now that can move around because it's on wheels. You are
on
top of wheels.
I'm sitting on wheels. I don't think there's any wheels in here. There are so... If we counted the wheels in this place...
It would far outnumber the doors.
I mean, there's 100 wheels in our studio here.
That's true.
There are definitely more wheels than doors because if you think about all the toys in the world, there's not a lot of doors on toys. Every toy has a wheel. All
every toy has a wheel? That doesn't make any sense.
That's a very bold statement.
There are more doors on like toy houses, dream houses, things like that than there are wheels.
Ooh. Yeah, but the toy house comes with, you know, the Barbie convertible
tire swing
beanbag
tire swing.
I was gonna say, well, okay, if for every car now you have 4 wheels or more, but you also have at least 2 doors.
It's wheels.
Yeah,
it's got to be wheels.
It's not even close.
How, Mueller wants to know, Mueller, how old does a car have to be considered a classic?
Okay. This has to have like an actual real answer, because you have, your car has to be a certain age to get that, the historic.
So the historic.
The license plate.
That's different than classic. We're not talking historic.
Oh,
historic,
okay,
is like a whole different class. It's a classic car. Like, if they're having a classic car convention,
okay,
how old is your car to be to have to roll it in?
Okay.
Now, is it an age or is it the year? And I know those sound like the same thing, but it's like there are certain vehicles that, you know, oh, it's the...
You mean the where?
The 1992 Mustang was like a classic, but that's maybe not universal to all vehicles where, okay, that was 30 years, so then all cars over 30. It's,
does a classic have to be well sold to be a classic? If it's a bad model that didn't sell a lot but is old, that doesn't make it a classic.
Correct. I think that's what Jason's kind of talking about, is there's years of a Mustang that are sought after, and then there's some years of a Mustang that people just don't care about.
Yeah, not everything's classic. Not a lot of things suck.
You do have to have an age is 100% an element.
Yes.
You can't have a classic from last year.
Correct.
So then is it 10 years?
No, it's got to be longer than that. I'm thinking 30.
30 years.
I'm thinking 30.
So, yeah, because nothing, like right now it's 2022 and we're recording this. So a 2002 Mustang's not a classic.
No.
What about a 92 Mustang? That could be a classic.
Yeah, it's
30 years.
30 years.
But what about a 93 Mustang?
No, that's 29 years.
Okay.
That's like yesterday. I think 30 years, but it also has to have been a very successful, sought after product or vehicle. If it sucks, it can't ever
be
classic.
More
than
30?
Yeah. 30 doesn't seem old enough for me for something to be classic.
It's weird because for us, the classic cars still seem like 50s and 60s cars.
Well, I would...
Then does the classic get locked in based on your subjective perception of a classic?
Let me ask you this. Is a DeLorean a classic
100%,
car? 100%. I totally agree.
Yeah, for sure.
But that's 80.
Is that because it's so unique?
I think it's because... Back to the Future. I mean, there's no other reason. A DeLorean was classic 30 years ago because Back to the Future.
Yeah, did it become an instant classic?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Whoa. Maybe there is an instant classic.
They do call the movies sometimes. They're like, it's an instant classic on Hallmark.
I'm going to say 30 years, but it's different. Maybe it's a percentage of your age.
It's interesting because, like, they have to say instant classic because it clearly shows that a real classic is old.
Right. Well, I mean, that's common sense.
So that part's conceded.
But, if you're younger, if you're 10 years old, are there things that are classic to you? You know what I mean? If you're a 20-year-old,
yes.
Is something from when you were 8 considered a classic? That's only 12 years old.
No. But, I mean,
I feel you answered those questions exactly.
Yeah, because if you're an 8-year-old, you can say that there's a classic car. It's not from your time period.
But it's like, I guess we're specifically on car. I was going to say, like, when I was a teenager and I was two video game systems removed from the Nintendo.
Right.
Then now the Nintendo is a classic.
It was?
Yes.
Oh,
once you hit two generations.
But
so maybe
there weren't more DeLoreans, though.
More DeLoreans than what?
I'm just saying there were no more.
No future
generations. Right.
That was an age. So it's age or generations.
So scarcity is also factoring
in. It could also
in.
Be an instant classic.
Okay, so here's what we've learned. We've learned that if it's great, it can be a classic immediately. If you call it an instant classic,
ooh.
It has to have scarcity. It's got to have age or a percentage of your lifespan, at least 30 years for most people, and it has to have been pretty kick butt back in the past.
Yeah, I agree. And I think the instant classic moniker is for something that has a start and an end, like a movie or a sporting event, because it's started, it's over, and then you can say that game was a classic, even though it was just yesterday.
Because we know that in the future this
will
hold
up. It will be considered that, yeah.
Yeah, but this was specific to cars. You're right. The question was cars, so there's no such thing as an instant classic car.
No. You need to see how it holds up over time.
It's just awesome. Something comes out that is going to be a classic, it's just cool.
All right. Paris on Patreon. If Paris is the city of love, then what's the city of hate?
Paris is
what, are you trying
to
walk us into
Paris? What is the city of hate?
Paris is the city of love. What's the city of hate? I feel like this is just a lose-lose situation here to answer this question.
Who do you want to put on blast, Oakland? No, I wouldn't throw Oakland out there.
No.
Not on a big podcast like
not
this.
Not when Detroit's still there.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point, Brooks.
I thought you were immediately going to... You already said you live with hate in your heart because you live in Arizona,
that's
in
true.
Phoenix.
Phoenix is...
Death Valley, California is the city of hate.
I mean...
That's the city of death.
Oh,
I think
that's
maybe
different.
Tucson, Arizona, as I refer to it, the armpit of the United States. Not by...
Yeah, but
geography
you got to go with a different body location.
Yeah, that would be more like a dirty ball.
It's like an.
I was gonna say if Tucson's, dang it.
So, but
I ask you what the ball pit of America is.
Yeah, it's Tucson, Arizona. I went to college there.
Yeah, you spent a good amount of time there.
I was there for enough years to know that that is.
Can we not do questions where we just make people that live in certain places feel bad?
Well, I was gonna ask Brooks if we called Detroit the city of hate. Brooks, you're from that area.
Back off.
Yeah.
He said he knew it was coming, though.
Yeah. I started typing, leave Detroit alone, as you were saying, Detroit.
So how'd you know that it was going to be the answer, Brooks?
Murder rate.
Because everyone hates on it. Undeservedly.
Okay. All right. Because well, we're going to go there and do a show.
That is true.
We must love
it. I've been to the airport.
Let me do a what's the difference question with you before we move on to our draft, okay?
Wait, Dallas had finally shaken the nickname City of Hate. Apparently.
It was Dallas?
Dallas was known as the City of Hate.
Okay. Well, there's an answer.
Okay.
Not Detroit.
I would not have gone Dallas.
All right. What is the difference between a cord, a cable, and a wire?
A cord.
A cord.
A cable.
Okay. Cable.
And a wire. Well, wires are very thin.
Yeah, wires are...
They have to be metal, though, right?
Yeah.
There's never been a non-metal wire.
Yeah, you can't have like a string that you call a wire.
No, you'd be a psycho.
Yeah, so it's got to be thin and metal.
And it's not covered.
Well, let's explore that with cable. Cable
is a covered wire.
Is a covered wire.
It's a covered wire. It could, but it doesn't have to be covered. It could just be twisted, right? If you take a bunch of wire together and you twist them around.
It's still a wire.
That's a cable.
No,
what?
No, the twist has nothing to do with it.
Oh, yeah. No, it's the girth. If you take a bunch of wire, right, and you put it like, you know, next to each other and you twist it around and you make it, that's a cable, isn't it?
It's just a wire.
No, it's a bunch of wires and you don't call it a bunch of wires.
Yeah, you do.
No, you call it a cable.
No, a cable is a singular thing.
Yeah, a cable is, it can't be a multiple.
Right. It's a singular thing. You take the many and you put
it in
one.
You're going to wrap it or not? You better wrap it if you want to be a cable.
You're saying there's no unwrapped
cable? Toss me the cable. Better have a wrapping in it.
Yeah, if you toss someone a wire.
Or a bunch of wires
you may cut their fingers off.
You're thinking of pretzels.
Well, those are delicious. But I really think you can have an unwrapped cable. Jeremy, is there such a thing as an unwrapped cable?
Well, I mean.
It's a wire. It's unwrapped.
Except for ground wires, wires are sheathed as well. So they're all covered.
Yeah, they're covered by cabling.
Oh, no, like a ground wire would be... No, a ground wire is like a green wire, but it's got the green on it, and the inside is some copper.
Correct.
So that's a wire, so we need to expand. Cable, then, needs to be...
Cables are long.
Cable has to have a plug on both ends.
Has to
be... If you cut a cable and you cut both ends off, it becomes a wire.
Can you have a flat cable?
No.
So it has to be circular.
Yeah, it's got to be...
What do you call it, then?
Well, because a cord can be flat.
A ribbon.
A power cord can be flat.
That's right. That's right.
A power ribbon.
Right. So you've got, now getting to cord.
Yes.
Ooh. Cord cable wire. A cord has to have an AC on the other side of it.
Yeah, that is correct. A full air conditioning unit is on the other side of all cords.
I was saying that you have to be able to plug a cord into a wall.
Right. No, I know what you're saying.
Plug into something.
Right.
That's a cable. Cables plug into things.
No, you can
cords
cord.
Plug into power.
No.
Wires, who knows what they do? They go underground.
All I know is wires are thin, cords are fat, or cables are fat, wires are thin, and cords
plug
have
in.
Electronics involved.
I don't think we did a very good job.
Well, that's par for the course on this show. Let's
draft. Good work, buddy.
Let's draft.
The Spitballers Draft.
All right. We are drafting patronizing nicknames. It turns out that there are about 100 different ways you can refer to a person not by their name that are probably all condescending.
But if you use them to speak to a child, they're great. They're very uplifting.
I use a lot of these.
Yes,
when I
so
talk,
do I.
When I talk to my little one.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's true. But if you were to, let me give you an example. You go to a car dealership, you're looking at buying some vehicles.
Okay. Yes.
You haven't introduced yourself to this person. They haven't introduced themselves to you, the salesman. And the salesman walks up and he says, "Hey, Captain, let me show you something over here."
Oh, man. Hey, Captain, no. That is very insulting.
"Hey, buddy, let me show you a deal I got over here."
Yeah.
All right.
You're not my buddy.
Exactly. So with the first pick in the patronizing nicknames draft, I'm going with Champ.
Mm.
Yeah, it is
very patronizing.
Yeah, hey Champ. Like you're insinuating that I have won something that I'm not even participating in. And I feel like of all the names that I have come up with, Champ, I would feel
pretty insulted.
I would feel the most insulted by that name.
How insulted on a scale of 1 to 10 would you be, Champ? I mean, Al, if someone called you that.
8.
Ooh, okay. An 8 out of 10.
Be fair, we often call each other champs around the studio, but when we are champions of the foosball.
You're not being patronizing.
You're describing.
Yeah, I feel like this has to come from like a stranger.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Champ is...
If a stranger calls me champ, they're getting punched in the nose.
Champ's a pretty bad one. Jason, you're up.
All right. This one is... It's really funny because this is like a really nice thing to say to a little kid. But there's an age, even as a young child, where this becomes patronizing. You don't have to be...
But around what age?
I would say it starts becoming patronizing around 11, maybe even 10 years old.
Okay.
So there's a very small window for this to be acceptable. To an adult, super not, like, stop. And okay. To me... Even has a worse meaning.
Ooh.
Is big guy.
Oh.
All right. You gotta come on over here, big guy.
So if a stranger just walks up to you, "Hey, big guy."
Excuse me? You want to fight? That's what I'd say. And he wouldn't want to fight because I'm a big guy. But, that's one of those, like, I've got two sons.
Right.
And my youngest son right now is 9. I feel like I could call him big guy. And
yeah,
he would
get
be
away
fine.
With that.
My other son is days away from becoming a teenager, but he's still 12. And if I called him big guy, I feel like that's like,
okay,
it's already
fair.
Insulting.
That's fair.
Okay.
So,
but at the same time, I feel like with our friendship, if like we're on a team, I'm like, "Let's go, big guy."
Yeah. But you don't call me big guy. You call me big gravy. And that is a term of endearment. Sometimes big cat. But if you call me big guy, I don't think that would work.
What if it's big man?
That's better. That's better.
What if I called you big guy, Mike?
I mean, it depends on the context.
All right.
If you're like, "Hey, you gonna finish that cheeseburger, big guy?" Then we're probably. Then I'm gonna feel a little bit sad.
And you know he's gonna finish that cheeseburger.
Of course, I'm gonna.
Out of principle, now.
All right. So my first pick is going to be all the same rationale of yours, which is that it works for small kids for a little while, but it becomes very patronizing, even for kids, very quickly, for the exact opposite reasons, and that is Squirt.
Yeah.
You should not call someone Squirt ever. Come here, Squirt.
Yeah.
Nobody think about the word. It's Squirt. The word is Squirt. That word sucks.
Yeah, that's that's a pretty bad
come
one.
Come on, man.
Squirt.
And then my second pick, my second pick is going to be Boss.
Oh.
I'm going to go with Boss. Like, "Hey, Boss, come here." That's you're messing
really?
Up the whole world order there. If I'm going into a furniture shop and the guy goes and he goes, hey, boss, come here. I want to show you this new leather. I mean, what are you?
Really?
Why are you calling me boss?
I love it.
Oh, my gosh.
You
really?
Want to be called boss?
I know.
You are the boss.
I use the word, like, because I use
with
it.
With random people?
Yeah.
So do I. I was just going to ask the same thing.
No.
Oh. Is it the same if I get, like, a delivery and I say, hey, thanks, boss.
Yeah.
I say
really?
That all the time. Is that patronizing?
No, that sucks.
No, see, I'm with it. I use it as, because it's a almost a situation of me humbling myself before you, like a way of saying, you know, like, thank you. Like,
oh,
you
think you're giving them a, but then champ should work.
No, no.
No, your logic doesn't hold up there. Yeah. You're giving them a.
Also, didn't we buy Al a better microphone? He sounds like he's in a combat helicopter.
Testing 1, 2,
okay,
3.
A little bit better. A little okay. bit better. So champ and boss are the same.
When you guys gave the example of, you know, the delivery guy, you know, thanks, boss. That's patronizing. That I don't. Just so you know. Just so you know, for the next time you're going to use it, they might not love it.
Agree to disagree.
Well, I mean, yeah.
I mean,
no,
you
I'm
really
not
need
saying
to get them
think.
In here.
I'm saying what they might think. All right. Back
to you.
On the clock. I'm going to go with one that I have never used. Like, I've used big guy. I don't think I've ever used squirt for sure, but I've used boss. The one that I have never used.
If
because...
someone calls me squirt as an adult, it's over. Like, I'm in prison. And I will justify it before the judge.
Yeah. Oh, and you won't go to jail.
No, they'll be like, oh, he called you squirt. Look how tall you are. That's not okay.
I don't know why this one is so demeaning to me, but it, like, this one to me is so condescending, and it just implies that they aren't this. Like, it's like if you were to say champ, you know, it's like, oh, you're the champ, but mm-hmm. but this, when I call you this, it almost it seems, it has this feel that it's the opposite of what I'm saying, which is sport. Hey, sport.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, you're not good at sports. You call someone sport.
That's what that means?
That's what I feel like it means. Like, it's all right, sport.
Huh.
Yeah.
It does seem like that's a pretty condescending sounding.
Yeah, it's just like, it's the opposite of boss.
Better be a good sport and handle it.
The reason that you've never called someone sport is because you don't own a yacht.
Okay, oh. that's fair.
Is that what you say to your help on the yacht?
Yeah, like once you're in the yacht club, you call people sport.
But do you have to have an accent?
You have to hold it long. Yeah, you're sport.
I feel like if you've got a yacht while you're on the yacht, you will have an accent.
You could. You All could because right. nice. Of the international waters.
Right. So you've got, to be clear, you've got big guy and sport.
Big guy and sport.
Okay.
All right.
And you have squirt and mm-hmm.
boss.
Boss.
Yeah. Mike's got champ. So different than boss. And then
so
something,
different.
Two more picks.
All right. We're going to stay in the sports realm first.
Oh.
Something that you,
I know where you're going.
That you can call a little kid this, but if you call the grown man this, you say, "Hey, slugger." It's just that.
What's up, slugger? That's not great.
No, and why? Maybe it's because all these terms are like coming from Little League, of like saying, "Hey, you are not a grown person. In fact, you are."
So tons of kids are walking off the Little League field, and all these random parents are saying things to them, not knowing their names.
Yes. Which,
if good job, sport. Nice hit, slugger. Look,
if you have children in sports, it can be very difficult to learn everybody's name in the short amount of time that you have to spend together. So I get it. You got to come up with ways to talk to people. But you don't call a grown man slugger. And you definitely don't call a grown man kiddo.
Yeah. I don't even think you call a kid kiddo.
Kiddo.
You never say, hey, kiddo.
No.
You've never used that one?
I don't think I ever have.
Oh, it feels great.
Really? I'm going to try it out tonight.
Because by calling someone kiddo, you are establishing dominance.
Yeah, that you're the boss.
You are saying, I am the older one and I'm the superior one in this conversation here. You are the child. So to call a grown person, hey, kiddo.
Okay. Well, that seems nicer. It seems like a kind, like you're establishing dominance, but it's also kind of kind towards the kiddo.
Yes.
I've got a better one here that's not.
Oh.
It's just like it. But this one's going to get you into a fight. Son.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you don't call me son.
Yes.
Are you kidding me? No way.
Yeah, that's a fantastic pick.
And what's so funny is we watch.
No one ever says daughter.
We've been watching Yellowstone. And he, the main character, Kevin Costner, they write this all the time. He calls his grandson, or he calls his son all the time. And it's like, people don't talk like that. I would never. Do you call your son, come here, son?
All the time.
What?
What do you mean? That's not weird.
That soup's weird.
How is it weird to say, hey, come here, son?
I mean, it's just so unnecessarily formal.
That's not the what we're talking about.
No. This is talking to an adult.
I mean, Al, am I alone that you never say, hey, son?
I do, but it means I need to talk to you about something serious.
Yeah, I see that. Son, come here for a second.
It's a formality.
That's a get you in a fight word on a court. You're on a pickleball court, and someone calls me son.
Yeah,
we're gonna have some words.
I understand that.
Yeah. Okay.
You ain't my daddy.
If you call me daddy, I will also have a problem. Mike, you went with kiddo. Jason went with, is it back to me?
Yes. You're up for your final two picks.
I've got my last one. I can't wait.
I have two. I'm going to go, first of all, Chief. I'm going with Chief.
Okay. Yep.
Don't call me Chief.
Interesting.
That's like it just seems like such a weird pet name. And then I can't decide between these two, but I'm going to go with, I just think Bud.
Oh, mm-hmm. You don't like Hey Bud?
No, because these are strangers. You're not my Bud. Earn the Bud. That's what I always say. Earn it.
Yeah, I feel like Bud is so, it's because it's so.
Hey Bud, come here.
Because it's so short, it's just like a
that
little.
Sucks.
It's like a little quip. I'm not trying to be completely pro Bud here. I'm just, what I'm saying is like, you know.
Bud or Buddy, which is worse for you?
Bud is worse than Buddy.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Buddy is, you know, it's like, hey
really?
Buddy. Well, I don't know.
I feel like Buddy always comes with like calm down. It's like, hey, calm down, buddy.
Buddy's
calm
worse.
Down, buddy.
Buddy is more patronizing.
Yeah,
to me.
No, I think I do. I'm gonna switch because saying if I was like, hey, bud, come here.
You tell me you're trying to buy a car, and then he goes, hey, bud, come over here. You're not walking off of that lot.
Oh, I am, but hey, buddy is if
hey,
he
buddy
says, hey,
is,
buddy. That's far worse.
Yeah, hey, buddy is worse than hey, bud.
Yeah, I just so Squirt, Boss, Chief, and Bud are my four picks.
Awful. Not awful picks, yeah. Awful list of things to refer to strangers as. All right, mine, this is, when I was putting my list together, I knew that this was the most important word to me because this is my most commonly used.
Also, I'm sorry that your dad never called you son.
Thank you. This is my most commonly used term of endearment. It's actually, to me, a sign of affection, of love. I use it all the time. It's not a negative. But I think it will come across as a negative, and it's fart face.
What?
Fart face. I use it all the time. That's what I call my kids. That's what I call my friends.
You have never called me fart face, and I'm better for it.
Hold on.
Did you just say I think it'll come across as negative?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't even think that fits. That's not a patronizing nickname you call strangers.
Have you ever called someone else's child fart face?
No.
Yes. I think I've called Sawyer a fart face before.
Not the first time you saw him.
No, not the first time I saw him.
That's like a friendly name.
But to call someone, hey, you're a fart face is far... I think that's more allowable than saying, hey, fart face.
I think I vote that down.
You vote?
I got two thumbs down.
I would overrule it as well.
Okay. Well,
as does Brooks.
That's just an insult.
Yeah.
I mean, you can say
that's
it's
a whole
insult.
Different draft.
This is the most commonly used
nickname. Oh, your world ain't everybody else's world.
Well, but I'm the one picking. All right. If I've got to go with another name here, then it's going to be bro.
Oh.
We just helped you in the draft.
Bro, bra. Broseph, those, like, don't call
me. My son calls me bro all the time.
I hear my son when he's playing video games, like, and he's got the, you know, he's chatting with his friends. When he says bro, I have to stop. I'm like,
really?
Oh, I call everybody bro. It just sounds so stupid. Because it's, well, to be fair, it's more of like a bra. It's more of like a, oh, bra, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just seems so dumb. So
bro,
like,
I'm okay with. If someone calls me bro, I think I'm all right with it.
Bro can go either way.
As long as it's not my son.
It's neutral.
What if it's your brother?
That's okay.
That's just see, I think
what if it's your sister? Still okay.
Yeah, that would make the same amount of sense.
But I think bro is becoming just He's like, no gender, nothing. Like, yeah. I mean, the cousins are all calling each other bro, no matter boy or girl.
Yes, and it definitely can be aggressive, but it can also be a...
So you say you use that. Do you use that with grown-ups?
Yeah.
You call another stranger bro?
Yeah. Hey, bro.
Okay. Does it make you feel like strong?
No,
like...
togetherness.
Yeah, it's a togetherness. It is definitely... It is a word I would use to...
I mean, when he doesn't call him a fart face.
Right, of course, well, I mean, which I call people all the time.
Thanks for the package, fart face.
Dude, exactly.
There ain't one person on this earth that has ever done that.
There is at least
including
one.
Including you.
No, there is one. That's me.
You've never done that to a...
I've never
UPS
done that to
delivery
guy. Okay. I will do it to the next
or
delivery.
Or to a family member other than your children.
Well, does my wife count? Because then
you call her fart face?
A million times.
No, that'll be a different draft. Mike, you have one pick left.
All right, I'll close it out here. This isn't one that I particularly use myself, but it is definitely a commonly used one. If you call the kid, it's fine. But if you called an adult junior, I think that there's going to be a situation.
Yeah, I don't think that will ever be good. I'm trying to think of a situation that would be good.
Yeah.
King Griffey, maybe.
Well, no. I mean, obviously, if they are a junior, you're just calling them their name. It's not a nickname. Is that used? Do people say junior?
Yeah. I think they do.
As a nickname?
I think they do.
That would be insulting. If someone said junior to me, I'd be like, what? I mean, I guess if they were 80, I'd be like, okay, that's fine. I mean, right? Like, I would be, how do I come back against that?
Oh, but that would be the situation, though. I think that old people are the ones that use it.
Sure.
They would, like really old people.
It's old timey.
Yeah.
So you would use it. I mean,
come here, junior. That's the actual only phrase that's ever been uttered with it in there is, come here, junior. Help me with these.
That one came in. I have my backup if we're not okay with that one.
No, it's fine.
I think I'm all right. Champ Slugger, Kiddo Junior, Big Guy, which I didn't pick it, but Big Fella is real close.
Yeah, I thought about going with tough
or
guy.
Or Little Fella. Not great either.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm more sensitive to being so small and being called Squirt.
Interesting.
As a kid.
So what is worse for you as a tall person? For someone to go with the ironic
Squirt?
Hey, tiny, or to go with Big Guy?
I think at this point I would understand the joke of all small names now.
Okay.
But it wasn't funny when I was little. So now if you
because
call me...
Because it wasn't ironic.
If you call me Squirt now, it's ironic.
Gotcha.
But if you call me Big Fella, I am sucking in the gut. I am going, hope you're being ironic. So there are a lot. Ace was in contention.
Ooh, Ace
yeah,
is a
Ace,
good one.
Ace was on my list. Yeah, you had a list of 100, I think, names that you pasted.
Because there are many.
There are a lot, although many from this list are not in that category, nor would I read them aloud.
You know, one that I use.
Skipper would be a problem.
Skip was one I had thought of.
Captain.
There's one I use all the time for my kids that.
Fartface.
Well, yeah, fartface. That's my number one. But just dude, like using that word, every time I use it, which is all the time, I feel so old. Every time I say...
You feel old?
I think dude has turned... Dude has moved into an older word.
Yeah. I just feel like, hey, dude, it just feels old.
It feels like something that had a nice 20-year run in my life, and it probably should move on.
Yeah.
I should be progressing to fart face. I haven't gotten there yet.
Dude forever.
Tiger?
Yeah.
And fart face.
And of course, yeah. But other than that...
Do you remember Hoss?
No.
I know of it.
Yeah, that was hot for a minute.
I know of it, yes.
Sup, dude.
Yeah.
You're my bro.
Funny. I don't know what the problem is over here.
The problem with bro is not saying the word bro. The problem is if you listen to your children play a video game for 1 hour and you have heard the word bro 300 times consecutively.
60 minutes, 300 times, the math checks out.
Yeah, that is when I go, I literally turned to my son the other day, I go, if you call me bro or I hear you say bro again, I'm going to die.
Yeah, if you come up with more nicknames. Like listen to this podcast, and now you've got great things to call your friends.
I was all about dude, but man, you say it 300 times in a minute. You're overplaying dude. Anything from the
producers back there?
Maybe a Hot Shot.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
All right, that's good.
Nice try, Hot Shot. Okay.
Cupcake.
Anything from Al?
No.
Cupcake.
I do think I would revise my rating that I gave at the beginning of this draft on Champ, though.
Oh, it's not as bad now after you heard
some
other
ones?
It's
not as bad. Some of the others are worse.
Of
so,
all the... Yeah. Let's test that.
Need to leave some room.
Brooks, I'll give you a minute to think about it. But of the ones we picked, which one...
Squirt.
Okay, Squirt. Squirt would be the most insulting for you?
Absolutely.
And then, Brooks, of all these nicknames, just some research for around the studio, which name is the most... would get under your skin the most if it became your nickname?
I'm going to go with Kiddo.
Yeah, that would suck. Would it be ironic or weird if we said boss all the time? Would that elevate you?
Feel free.
Yeah, no worries there.
Okay.
Yeah, oof. You're sub 50% now, fellas.
Interesting. Okay, this one was fun.
What did we learn today?
I learned that I don't want to sleep in my dirty ball pit.
That makes sense. I learned that you love calling your kids Farface.
Oh, it's the best.
I like that you learned it just now. It's the nickname that he uses all the time. But you just learned it.
I hope I can get included is all I'm asking.
There's no way you've never... you have heard me call my kids Farface.
I have heard you say you call your kids Farface.
You've never... Okay, Owl, have you heard me call my kids Fartface?
All the time, yes.
Okay.
That just tells you.
This is real.
And he has called my kid a Fartface.
Well, a Fartface or Fartface. These are very different things.
Fartface, yeah.
Look, big guy, invite us over more and you can call my kids Fartface.
That would just, to answer the question that was going around, that would be the one I would hate the most.
Okay,
this
good.
Big guy.
I learned Jason needs to reevaluate his definition of athlete.
Okay.
That's right. Fair.
You got to do some soul searching on that one.
It's a good point, sport.
Oh, man.
This will be happening around the office soon. Thanks for listening, tuning in. Appreciate you.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Spitballers Podcast. To see what other nonsense the guys are up to, check out spitballerspod.com.